on his windows with their beams. Winds blow round his head, and the phone rings just once late in life, like a bird calling out. You wake up, oh, don't be scared.
Andrew Bird, don't be scared. I am Zeke Duckworthy. I am over my allotted hour, but my replacement is not here, and because I'm enjoying myself and because I feel lucky and I don't think I'm going to get a parking ticket, I'm going to play one more song. And because this is free form, meaning you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio, that basically means I can play whatever I want, and I can follow Andrew Bird with something that is most definitely not Andrew Bird. After this song, I'm going to cut to Automation, and I'm out of here unless somebody else comes in and grabs this spot. Here's some classic old Procol Harum off their record, Home. This one's called Whiskey Train.
Thank you. got the big, big stones.
Good. That was kind of like the Beatles a little bit. A little bit. Hey, guess what? I'm here. It's Chris Earle. It's time travel. Here with you till 7 p.m. Oh, I'm out of breath. Climbing those stairs, running in, running back out, running in again. Anyway, let's start up the show.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message.
Yeah, all Beatles. Or 50 Beatles. And I'm going to tell you why, actually. Let's not start the show just yet, because I know how you like to listen. Everybody likes to listen. It's 2:11 in the afternoon here in Medford. And 50 years ago today, the Beatles performed for the last time on the roof. On the roof in London. Abbey Road Studios. So I'm going to play 50 Beatles songs, at least 50 Beatles songs. They're all at least like 30 seconds to a minute, so it'll probably be done within an hour. But we're going to do that. I'll tell you more in a minute.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break, break.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
All right, let's start the show!
Evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction. Don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright.
That's Revolution. Not to be confused with Revolution 1 or Revolution 9. That's Revolution. 3 minutes and 21 seconds of excellent rock and roll. Single by the Beatles came out in 1968. Wasn't on an album. I'm going to do 50 songs by the Beatles today because it's been 50 years since they last performed in the rooftop in Abbey Studios in London. At least 50. I might even give you more. And then I'm going to do a regular time travel show. So at least 3 hours of the Beatles from 2 to 5 here. If you want to make a request, it's 855-915-WMFO. Hey Jude was the other side of Revolution. Pretty impressive. Back then you get a single, it was a 45. You got Hey Jude on one side, Revolution on the other, on Apple Records. It's quite a bargain for what you'd get. They recorded it between July 9th and July 13th of 1968 and was released in late August of 1968. And that was playing all over in New York and all over the world. I don't know why I started with New York. Maybe because John Lennon lived there later. But I figured, why not 50 songs by the Beatles today? And I actually have a playlist set up, but I'm going to play around a little bit too. Like I said, you want to call on in 855-915-WMFO. Or you can go to Watch This with Chris Earle or Time Travel with Chris Earle on Facebook. And you can also do DJ WMFO and chat with me if you want to. I should probably log on there. Anyway, 855-915-WMFO. So that was Revolution, not to be confused with Revolution 1, which is kind of bluesy, and Revolution 9, which is kind of trippy. As a matter of fact, why don't we play Revolution 1, number 2 of 50 songs by the Beatles today, here on Time Travel with Chris Earle.
I take two. Okay. Okay.
you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be? Should be do alright. Should be do it's gonna be. Should be do alright. Don't you know it's gonna be? Do alright. Should be do alright. Say you change the constitution.
There's number two in the Beatles' 50 Songs, 50 Years today here on Time Travel with Chris. Revolutions, of course, sung by the Beatles, written by John Lennon. Credited, of course, to Lennon-McCartney. That's the way they used to do things back then, the two of them. And, of course, George and Ringo also, you know, had some say in a lot of the writing as well, but not this particular one. So John Lennon, he wrote this inspired by political protests in early 1968. He had expressed some sympathy with the need for change, but he didn't know whether the tactics being used were right or wrong. So when the single version was released in August, the political left viewed it as betraying their cause, and the release of the album version in November indicated Lennon's uncertainty about destructive change. The phrase "Count Me Out," which you can hear on the regular Revolution single, or the fast version of that, which was recorded a few weeks later than this bluesy one that we just listened to, Revolution 1. It was "Count Me Out," and in this one it says "Count Me Out in Revolution 1. In 1987, the song became the first Beatles recording to be licensed for a television commercial. I believe it was Nike. And it prompted a lawsuit from the surviving members of the group. They were upset that they used Revolution in a Nike ad. So more on that. The Nike advertisement came out in 87. It became the first Beatles recording to be licensed for use in a jingle. They paid $500,000 for the right to use the song for 1 year, split in between Capitol, EMI, and song publisher ATV Music Publishing, which was owned by Michael Jackson because he bought all the Beatles, writings all the songs. Commercials using the song started airing in March of 1987. And years later, of course, McCartney ended up buying it back from Michael Jackson. The three surviving Beatles, through their record company, Apple, filed a lawsuit in July 87, objecting to the Nike's use of the song, or to Nike's use of the Nikes, the Google, the Internet, Nike's use of the song. The suit was aimed at Nike, its advertising agency. Capitol said the lawsuit was groundless because they licensed the use of Revolution with active support and encouragement of Yoko Ono Lennon, a shareholder and director of Apple. Ono had expressed approval when the commercial was released, saying the commercial is making John's music accessible to a new generation. The Revolution lawsuit and the others involving the Beatles and EMI were settled out of court in November 89, with the terms kept secret. The financial website, TheStreet.com, included the Nike Revolution advertisement campaign and its list of the 100 key business events of the 20th century as it helped commodify dissent. Another reason to hate Yoko Ono. Anyway, time travel is here with you until 7 p.m. today. And for the first 3 hours, I'm doing all Beatles. I'm going to play you 50 Beatles songs. We're talking about Revolution, which came out in 1968. The first version, of course, was Revolution 1, a bluesy recording that was on the White Album, or what became known as the White Album, one of my favorite Beatles albums. And then Revolution, which we played first here on the show, came out a couple of weeks later. They recorded a couple of weeks later, but they recorded it fast to do a single. But also on this was Revolution Number 9, which became known as one of the freakiest recordings ever. And we are going to play that right now here on Time Travel. So sit back and enjoy Revolution Number 9.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9. Number 9, 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 number 9.
They are standing still.
Upon the telegraph.
Number 9. Number
9. Tourists from Beta Falls is the headmaster reported.
number nine, 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 number nine.
The twist.
Eldorado.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
That.
What? Oh.
Maybe even then. Exposure is something that's so difficult to bear. Again, so even by become naked.
There you go. Don't hear that on the radio too often. That's why it's Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford. That's Revolution number 9. So there was a take 20 of Revolution number 1. And then Yoko Ono was in there. You can hear her actually saying, "You become naked," there toward the end. And John Lennon, of course, screaming "right" and "all right" in there. So they decided to take 20. And they used the last 6 minutes of... The take as a starting point, and then use loops and overdubs and all kinds of sound effects and put that in there almost exclusively by Yoko Ono and John Lennon, although George Harrison provided a little assistance with some additional spoken overdubs there. But there's 40 uses of sound in there, 40 sources and bits of the 20th take of Revolution number 1 to make that historic recording of Revolution number 9, which is a sound collage more than a song than anything, but one of the more interesting tracks from the Beatles, of course. Imagine being locked in a room, listening to that over and over and over again. I had to do that in college when I rushed a fraternity back in the day. So I wonder if they still do that. I bet they do from time to time. But I had to listen to Revolution 9 over and over and over again. Yes, back when you were hazed on a regular basis when you went to college. Anyway, my name is Chris Earle. I am here with you until 7 p.m. I am doing 50 songs for you because it is the 50th anniversary of the Beatles, the last time they performed at Abbey Road on the rooftop on a cold London day back in 1969. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the request line. Also, 781-350-3264 on Skype, WMFO-DJ. If you want to call in and make a request, please do so. On to the next Beatles track. This is kind of a number four and five. I guess it's kind of one. I'm going to count it as numbers four and five. But this Love album came out in the early 2000s. And the Love album was pretty amazing because they ended up taking the Beatles songs and they redid them into this remix album from... It was used in Cirque du Soleil show of the same name, Love. Canadian entertainment company and largest theatrical producer in the world, the Cirque du Soleil. They have all those clowns and people like flying around and street performers and all kinds of crazy stuff. So they decided to do a Beatles version of it. So it's a remix album, music recorded by the Beatles, released in November of 2006. And George Martin, it was an album that he actually worked on and produced before his death in 2016. Longtime producer George Martin and his son Giles worked on it. And what people were hearing on the album was a new experience, a way of reliving the whole Beatles music lifespan in a very condensed period. So there's some pretty amazing tracks on here, and they mashed up a whole bunch of Beatles songs, so you get to hear pieces of one song and pieces of another. And there's some that are fantastic and others that are okay, but here's two of my favorites. So here you go. From Love, it's Get Back and Glass Onion here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Thanks for listening.
Because the world is round, it turns me on. Because the world is round, because the wind is high, it blows my mind. Because the wind is high. Because the sky is blue, it makes me cry. Because the sky is blue.
Let's move on to the Rubber Soul album. It's the Beatles.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you.
That's from 1965, from the Rubber Soul album. What's going on there? Shouldn't have cut off like that. Anyway, it's from the Rubber Soul album from 1965. It was released in December 1965. Another one of my favorite albums. The Beatles used to whip out an album every 6 months or so back there. That was a band, man. They give you something new like every 6 months, give you a full album produced by George Martin. Short length, 34 minutes and 14 songs on there. Actually, was it 14 songs or was it 12? There was an original UK release. And then there was a North American release. That's right. There was 14 songs on the UK release and then 12 on the North American release. Like they got rid of Norwegian Wood or Nowhere Man. And they saved that for Yellow Submarine. Or it was on Rubber Soul. And then they used it again on Yellow Submarine. They used to do all kinds of crazy stuff back then. There was, let's say, I've Just Seen a Face is on there, and Think for Yourself, great tune, George Harrison tune. If I Needed Someone, maybe? Yeah, I think it's If I Needed Someone was taken off of the North American relief as well. And that was saved for Hard Day's Night, maybe? Anyway, they used to do all kinds of crazy stuff back then. Anyway, I'm a big Beatles fan, but I don't know everything. I don't know everything about the Beatles. You can look it up. You can Google it. You can ask Siri or Alexa or whatever you want. Whatever. Do whatever you want. But thank you for listening to your Freeform station if you're doing that. It's WMFO in Medford. I'm going to play you at least 50 Beatles songs. I did want to talk about 1968 again, Revolution, a little bit. Like, When John Lennon was talking about the left, he had just met Yoko Ono, and everybody thinks of him as this big revolutionary, and he wasn't. At the time, he was very, very conservative, and it wasn't until around 68, after he met him, that he started to become the hippie and the leftist guy that we think about him now. But he was super, super conservative back in the day until that, and that's why that song was also controversial, Revolution, because he thought a lot of the fans thought that he was selling out a little bit. Of when he said, you can count me out. And then he said, you can count me out in. Anyway, I talked about that already. And also, that Love album, 2006, really cool. There's a couple of bonus tracks. There's a couple of digital bonus tracks on there. Fool on the Hill and Girl. Maybe I'll get to those a little later on. But Love contains elements from 130 different commercially released demo recordings of the Beatles. And it's complex remix and of a number of songs known as a mashup. And it was pretty much probably the biggest mashup album in history, I would think, so far, 2006. I don't know. Millennials, you can correct me if you want. I don't know. Is there an album by WX hashtag exclamation point WLYLOL? Maybe they had a mashup. Who knows? It's 2019 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, but we're going back to 1969. I'll probably pay you a little bit of the concert when they were on the rooftop. It's like a bunch of, I know two of us is on there, and one after 909 and some other stuff. Not a lot of great recordings. The recordings exist, but they don't sound that great. So I'll see what I can find. I'll pay you a little snippets of that too. But anyway, 50 Beatles songs. I don't know what we're on. Number six, something like that. We're on Rubber Soul. I'm going to play a couple more from Rubber Soul for you. I'll play three more because you're good. That's why. This is Think for Yourself and then Run for Your Life and then Norwegian Woody. Norwegian Wood.
Do what you want to do, and go away. to do. And go where you're going to. Think for yourself, cause I will be there with you. Think for yourself, cause I will be there with you.
I love that. It's a George Harrison tune from River Soul. It is one of my favorites. You don't hear this one too often.
Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or I won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. To make it toe the line. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. With another man, that's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man.
That is from Rubber Soul from 1965, Norwegian Wood. I love that. It's the beginning of like the Beatles getting a little of the psychedelic influence in there. Plastic Soul, man. Plastic Soul. It's a mix of pop and soul and folk. one of my favorite Beatles albums, at least one of the easiest on the ears, I would say. It's a very pleasant album, even though it does have some dark lyrics in there. It's considered one of the best Beatles albums of all time from 1965. Let's jump up to 1969. A few months after the White Album came out, they released Yellow Submarine. And Yellow Submarine was one of the first albums by the Beatles that did not go all the way to the top. It debuted at number 3 and number 2 in the UK and the US, mostly because it wasn't really a Beatles album. George Martin had some influence, who was the producer there, and he decided to do all these instrumentals from the film and put it on the album. And it says it's the Beatles. It's not. It's a bunch of orchestra. And John Lennon said it was a load of pucky. I'm ad-libbing, but that's pretty much what he said. He used the S word. He's like, he didn't deserve to do that. But of course, George Martin cashed right in, got probably one of the biggest checks of his career because he was on a Beatles album. Anyway, there were some great songs on it, though. If it was released as a EP, as a four-song EP, it would have been fantastic. However, it wasn't. So let's jump from 1965 to 1969 with the release of the Yellow Submarine album. I've got, let's say, 3 of them for you, plus another song that came out on a single in between. So I got Hey Bulldog, All Together Now, Lady Madonna, and All You Need Is Love, which was also on the Magical Mystery Tour. The next four coming up here on Time Travel with Chris Searle, 855-915-WMFO. I'm going to play them continuously for you, 4 in a row. Enjoy.
Measured out in miles. What makes you think you're something special when you smile? Childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years. You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can talk.